Question on everyone's mind is, do we meet or do we not? The news seems obsessed with thoughts of social distancing, events are canceled, and everything is happening around us, quite different than a year ago, correct? And when something else comes up, added on top of that, we say, and besides all this, think back with me and look at a little perspective here. In just a week's time, you and your friends had come into town. In fact, your traveling companion was greeted with a parade-like atmosphere, and you were in the group when it arrived, and the crowd was cheering your arrival. Well, they even cut down palm branches and laid them down to cover the street before you. You knew it really wasn't for you, but it was for your close friend that you were with. But you got excited about the fanfare yourself. But in just a couple days, your world would be turned upside down, and the fanfare of the crowd that was shouting Hosanna in the highest is now replaced with Crucify Him. How could it be everything was going along just fine? One minute you were eating the Passover meal with your friends, and the next you're in the garden and a military guard is hunting you down with torches and weapons. And besides all this, they have taken your friend, your companion, your teacher, the one you had all confidence in would restore order, set up a new kingdom, and they had taken him away. They had beaten him up, drug him around that night to unauthorized trials, and they went so far as they scourged him with a whip. This was the most awful thing you thought you had ever had witnessed. And besides all this, you could only watch from a distance while your friend was crucified. You wanted to say something, but you didn't know what to do. You saw your friend heal countless people, feed thousands with just a little, confound the brightest minds around with the simple teachings, and he showed you time and time again what it was to love others. He now hangs lifeless as they remove his body from the cross and they laid him in a borrowed grave. The next thing you know, a few days have passed and you and another friend are walking down the road, despondent and still talking over the recent events. And you're joined on the road by a third man. As far as you knew at the time, a stranger who asked, "Why are you looked so downtrodden?" Pick up the story with me in Luke 24 in verse 18, and we'll read there. "And one of them, whose name was Clopas, answering him and said, 'Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days?' And he said to them, 'What things?' And they said unto him, 'Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it would have been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. And yea, a certain women of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came saying that they also had seen a vision of angels, which had said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even as the women had said, but they saw him not. And then he said unto them, 'O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?' And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh into the village where they had went, and when he had made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is far toward evening, and today is far spent." And when we went in to tarry with him, and it came to pass that we sat at meat with him, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, "Did our hearts burn within us while we talked? He talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures." And besides all this, no matter what is happening in this world around us, or here, it is here at the table we can make sense of it all. God is in control regardless of who's in the White House come spring, how this virus plays out, or if we'll have a job or not. To know that Christ ought to have suffered these things for you and I. It is meeting him around this table, remembering his sacrifice, remembering and being able to say, "And besides all this, did our hearts not burn within us when we opened up the scriptures and remembered him? And besides all this, he loves you." Dear Father in heaven, as we come today, Lord, we thank you for this sacrifice. Let's put away things of the news and all the things around us, Lord, and focus on you, remembering your sacrifice and remembering these things were done because you ought to have suffered, for it was in your plan to do so. And even as you revealed yourself unto those on the road to Emmaus that day, reveal yourself unto us again as we eat and drink these emblems and remember your sacrifice that's been given to us. This should stir us on to be a better servant of you this week and to have more confidence in you because of the love and compassion you've given to us. For these things we pray in your Son's name. Amen.